manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
The methodical approach that a player can go into where you're not just going up there swinging and hacking at things, but you actually have like this process where an at-bat can be a work of art.
Now you're getting it, man. You're starting to sound like you know what you're talking
about. All right, Greg, put that in the promo for next week, would you?
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunphy.
And Jacob Mizorowski punctuates a gem on Memorial Day with back-to-back strikeouts to end a career-high tying seventh inning of work. Standing ovation from the crowd at American Family Field.
Brewers and Cardinals again, 6:40 first pitch tonight on the line. Brewers manager Pat Murphy. Morning, Murph.
Morning. How you guys doing?
Great.
Doing amazing. What a ball game on Memorial Day. It was a great crowd. Can I ask you this to start out? Now, don't give away any family secrets here, but if you were advising a team on how to approach Jacob Mizorowski at the plate, what possibly could you say to your offensive lineup?
Well, I mean, we face great pitchers. I mean, we face Skubal, we face Crochet, we face Skeens. These guys are elite pitchers. So them facing Miz is in the same light. Just because you see that radar gun light up at 102 doesn't mean he's harder to hit than Skeens or somebody like that, the guys I mentioned. So. No, it's an approach. You're going to get a heater. The off-speed stuff, if left in the zone, is hittable. And make them throw strikes.
Well, on the latter point, and if you want to look for a point of growth for the Miz, his command this season, year over year, has to really impress you. Not only that, but obviously his ability to keep that velocity. What was it, E? 57 pitches were north of 100?
Yeah.
But so many of them for strikes, Murph, to your point.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is not the number. It's what the hitter sees. How long does the hitter see it? So it's really the most critical part. So if he's showing the ball early or if his mechanics are not in place, he's not going to have the command, and it's not going to be as hard to hit. The difference between 100 and 99 is just 1 mile per hour. It's the same difference between his 83 and 84. So we get carried away with the third digit there, 100 versus 99. But the bottom line is you have to pitch. This game isn't about, miles per hour.
Murph, can you explain your lineup has been different a lot this year. Very few times have you had the same lineup, and there's a variety of reasons, obviously, with injuries and different things. But for the layperson, how do you go about creating a lineup where it would be so different day after day?
Yeah, I mean, it isn't so different day after day, but first of all, we use a lot of players in a platoon type situation, lefty versus righty. We also build a lineup based on the other team's available relief pitchers, so we don't get a pocket of two left-handed hitters together, so they can't deploy a reliever to take advantage of that situation in the fifth, sixth, or seventh. So that varies. Injuries, as you said, who's on the club. We've had so many injuries and so many different guys that it sometimes indicates we have to make a slight change. So to put nine guys in the exact same order in the same positions is just not a thing that happens very much anymore in baseball.
Great crowds over the weekend, Murph, as you face the Los Angeles Dodgers. Looking ahead to when you'll see them again, what'd you learn about the Dodgers this weekend?
I mean, they're good. I mean, that's bottom line. They're good, really, really good. We have beaten them nine straight. No team has beaten them nine straight. We had beaten them nine straight at one point in the regular season. And, they're a powerhouse. I mean, their lineup is incredible top to bottom, but it's baseball. Anybody can beat anybody any given day, and the more you play them, the more familiar you become. And, our goal is to beat teams like that day in and day out, regardless of their star power or their earning power or anything like that. Our goal is to beat them.
Did you happen to see the tarps off celebrations that are taking place? It's these all these fans that get up on the upper deck and take their shirts off and swing them around over their heads.
You can hear them. You can definitely hear them on the radio or watching on TV.
It's made its way to Milwaukee.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's great for the game. I think all these things, I think our game is just getting better and better. And, I think that type of stuff and the fans, as long as it's wholesome, clean, and, a good example for young people. And I haven't dove too deep into it, but it seems like a lot of people are having a great time.
You can definitely hear it on the broadcast. I mean, they made their presence well known. Going to be a warm one today. It looks like we got a high of 90 degrees. I'm not sure about first pitch. It'll probably cool off a bit, but nice to have the roof open too, isn't it?
It is. It's great. Our stadium is the most underrated stadium in the game. I mean, it's just a great place to watch a game, from what I'm told. It's a great place to be part of. I love it that our fans are showing up and respecting this team, all this team's been through already in 50 some games, all the injuries and all the adversity they faced. I'm really happy that the fans love this team and are start to build that special bond between them. And it's great to be part of.
Hey, I don't know if you saw this news, Skip, but UW-Milwaukee, its baseball team, made the NCAA tournament for the first time. They're going to play Auburn. What would you tell them if they go down to play one of the big teams down south?
Yeah, well, first of all, I sent them a video yesterday. Their coach Sean is tremendous, and I've talked to that team before. We've built a little relationship, so I'm really excited for them. What I tell them is, hey, you've been down and done these things before early in the season. You went down and played LSU. You know what it's about. You should be very proud, but why stop here? And why limit yourself? You should be loose. You should be free. There's no pressure on you. Just go down and make history. You know, the pressure's on them, but number one seed to play a number four seed. And just be yourself and have fun in the moment, and you might be surprised.
Brewers Sounds manager Pat Murphy on Brewers 360 this morning. Thanks, Murph.
Hey, thanks, you guys.
Brewers and Cardinals, 6:40 first pitch tonight. Who wants to go to a game? It's not for this game, but we got, is it a pair?
Got a pair of tickets, and we will give it away for, in honor of Miz.
Don't go 32.
Yeah, we'll go 32.
Are you sure?
In honor of
103.
Okay. Caller number 32 right now gets a pair of tickets to see your Milwaukee Brewers.